Do it 96.
Episode 96 of the Ignite Your Purpose show, where Mr. Johnny B and myself, we talk health, longevity, and all that good stuff. Sorry, I see two dogs fighting in front of me. They're friends, but they're fighting, so that just threw me off. John, what is our saying? Please give me the tagline. I didn't have it off by heart. Do you have it?
No. I do.
Yes, I do. I got it.
I got it. You know, we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge. It's the mind, body, soul trifecta, negative to positive. That is us. That is what we do each and every day, keeping it real. So Max and I just had our first pre-ramble, pre-show show, and I'll be posting that as soon as I'm done. Max is irritated today.
Oh, it's not just today, brother. It's well, not just today.
The vibrations are not in alignment with the planets and the earth and the
core
and all of that stuff. So we're going to chat for a wee bit about irritability.
Truth. So let me start off by saying this. Because I am somewhat self-aware and have somewhat conscious thoughts and being and behavior, right? Yeah. I can definitely notice the before and the afters. So I would say for the last 8 days, I'm going to say I've noticed the irritability of I don't even know what, this is it. I don't even know what it is, right? Usually when I'm irritable or people get irritable, it's like, oh, I'm standing in a line and ladies just talking and, you know, I want to get my groceries paid for and get on with it, but this chick just keeps talking, whatever, right? Irritable or somebody cuts you off, things like that. These feelings, like, man, I was sitting this morning meditating in a hot tub and I was just like, what the hell's going on, right? Like, I feel it inside me. It's a felt sense. It's not something that's happening. So I have to then give over my control freak powers and go, okay, man, whatever's happening, you know, energy-wise, shift-wise, vibration-wise, is definitely messing with me. And then that's skewing my view on reality. And how that's happening is, like John said, through the heat. There's a crazy heat wave here where even inside my house last night, it was like over 30 degrees, man. It's friggin' hot. That could be a factor. Like I said to John earlier, putting all this time into the fight world right now. You know, I don't know what else it could be, but
yeah, there's the YouTube and the podcast trying to get everything lined up and these, you know, little dominoes lined up so we can just push.
Very
so
true.
We want to do it now. This is the patience we spoke about 2 or 3 days ago. I'm sure that's a factor for Max. It's certainly a factor for me at the moment. Go on with what else? Forest fires?
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that, man. Yeah, there's a, like, even in my throat, there's a crazy haze in the air. Like, you can see the mountains barely. The sun is really orange because there's so much smoke in the sky, so maybe that's adding to it. The fact that everything's busy. I don't know, but really, I don't want to blame anything out there. It's all in here, and I'm assuming that what I'm expecting isn't matching up with what the reality actually is. So somehow, like John said earlier, there's something off there, and it's obviously a lesson for me, and it's something for me to overcome to then, you know, be better and do better and head to the next level, right? But currently, I am pissy at times.
So before I get into my little bit, and again, more thinking time, because we genuinely came up with this 30 seconds, a minute before we came online, is how do you address that? What are the steps you'll go through? Will you just sit there and hope it comes to you? Will you go through a certain meditation practice? Will you go out into the forests or the woods or go sit on your paddleboard on a lake, remove yourself from all of these irritations? How do you process it?
Well, all of the above, really.
Because your ego is saying something different to reality at the minute, so there's some kind of disconnect.
Correct. So Definitely meditation. Definitely, you know, to decharge, to detach, right? Is a must. But also just in my everyday movements, right? If I'm going for lunch or I'm standing in a line, really trying to consciously understand the thought processes that are happening inside and where it came from. So I got to peel that onion back to figure out, you know, what's the root cause of this, so that I can expand from it. You see what I'm saying? So that I'm not doomed to repeat this same old by pushing it or burying it down, going, cool, yeah, I went out in the paddleboard and I feel better today. Yeah, I read this self-help book. Perfect. I'm the man, right? Boom. And then tomorrow it happens again. So what I want to try and do for myself is get to the root cause to then overcome it so that I am in an expanded mode and hopefully learn something from it and I can continue to grow, right?
Cool, man. I'm not entirely convinced that I need to say anything. I think that's a whole show, man.
That was good. That was good back and forth as it always is. But, you know, and truthfully, maybe you're not like, this is me. Like I said to you this morning, I said, this is something I'm noticing, like, because I'm usually so zenned out that this shit doesn't really affect me. Right. But I'm noticing it. So, and I definitely know, like, when I'm in the gym and stuff, other people are mentioning things to me that they're going through it. So if you're not going through it.
And of course, in Canmore, in Canada, in Alberta, places, this huge energy vortex there. So when shit's going pear-shaped, I imagine it may well be going pear-shaped for a lot of people. So Max said this is for him. So I may not be able to comment on it, but I can relate to it because we are all human.
Truth.
If I've not slept well, I can get irritable. If I'm hungry, I can get irritable. Tired.
If you stuff your face with the wrong foods,
you get irritable. If the body is out of alignment, out of sync, and out of balance, you can become irritable. And I do all of these things. And the other time is when you're saying your thing, and you're not listening. And it's just, you want to hear your opinion and your ideas, and you're not actually interested in anything else. And this is a particular experiment I've been doing recently. I'd clock myself not engaging in a conversation, just waiting till the other person's finished speaking so I can spout whatever it is I'm going to spout. And I've tried it a couple of days ago and I failed, and I tried it yesterday and I failed, and I tried it today and I failed. I'm trying to do a 24-hour period of agreeing with people.
Agreeing.
So whether I think they're right or wrong or not, I'll agree with them. And I'm trying to think of an example. It might be, oh, John, the paleo diet I think the paleo diet is the right diet. It's the right thing. And I'll go, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I can see that. And I'm not
just having a rebuttal.
I'm not necessarily agreeing with them either.
No.
And this is just to kind of open my headspace up to a dialogue. And then if you disagree with somebody straight away, you kind of butt heads. But if by saying, okay, yeah, I can see that. That's quite interesting. The conversation can then roll on, and then hopefully the other people can listen to your side of the story as well. But that's just, I've noticed myself getting irritable with other people in those situations, probably when I'm hungry or I'm tired, not slept very well, or I've been caught out on the road, or I've taken in the wrong nutrition. That's about all I've got to say, really, on that. In fact, I was in the car. We were in the car. And I asked my nephew to get my wallet out of my bag, and he couldn't find it. And I pulled it out, and it's a tiny little thing. It's like kind of like a credit card size.
Yep.
And I went to put some money in, and I wasn't really paying attention. And I said, "Oh man, that's so irritable. I couldn't live with that wallet. It's so small." And I said, "Something so trivial as putting a £10 note in a little wallet, irritable." Oh, dude, there's some seriously bigger fish you need to fry if that's going to wind you up. The guy's,
amen.
He's 13, he's young, he's still learning, but
Yeah, of course.
The clock will wind somebody else.
I would consider those that are our first world problems right there, eh?
Yeah. So you've just frozen up a little bit. Okay, you're here. Have we got anything else to say?
That's perfect for me. I'm going to state something really weird, but I actually feel a lot better. I mean, I always feel awesome when we do this show, but obviously getting off my chest, getting this energy out to everybody's watching, it helped. And I'm not even bullshitting there. I'm being honest.
No charge, my friend. No charge.
Oh, I'm a lucky man. See, he started off Friday with a free of charge. Woo!
This therapy session is over. So, but I forgot to say this. Welcome back to all of those of you out there listening for the first time or listening again. We've had some great comments and feedback coming in this week. So if you do like it, you do appreciate it and get value from it, please hit the subscribe button and you'll be the first to be notified of when we have a new episode. We do it each and every day. We do it live each and every day. And we intend on continuing this until either one of us is no longer able to do it when I'm in a box. Or you, the listener, suggest a bit too much, guys. You're just repeating yourself a little bit too often. But there's a whole big wide world of knowledge, of documenting our lives, our adventures, and our thoughts. So we thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We're recording the post now?